This time at Insight takes us to Coastal Carolina with Rico Noel. It's been a pretty big couple of days for you. You win a regional over the College of Charleston in fairly dramatic fashion. And as we speak, you've just been drafted by the San Diego Padres. First of all, how's it feel to be drafted?
Oh, it feels amazing. I mean, this has been my goal since I started playing this game. And to finally have it here and actually have it sinking in at the moment is just unbelievable.
Is it a little bit of a whirlwind to have all this stuff going on at the same time?
Oh, yes, definitely. But like I said, I'm trying to soak it in as quickly and as possible because we've got a lot coming up ahead of us, and I'm going to try to stay focused on that.
You hit a walk-off home run to beat the College of Charleston to force a final regional title game. You did that Sunday, and then you were able to beat Charleston. What was that feeling like, hitting that walk-off home run?
Oh, it was great. I mean, that's just something you dream about. It just came out perfect opportunity for me to produce for my team and have a clutch opportunity. And I was just getting up there trying to drive a run in and just happened to go out the park. And it was amazing rounding those bases the whole time.
Where does it rank in your all-time baseball moments?
Oh, definitely number one. That was the best feeling possible. A couple years ago when we won a regional, that was amazing too. But this one definitely tops that.
Well, and it was kind of a back-and-forth game Monday trying to finish off Charleston. You guys end up winning in extra innings. It looked like the ball was jumping, but you had a string of six straight hits at one point. Were you kind of in a groove there for a while?
Oh, yes. I was seeing the ball pretty well, and I've been seeing the ball pretty well all year. And it was helping my team out to come out there and do what I did, just getting on base, throwing some bags and getting my team, you know, where we needed to be.
You mentioned winning a regional a couple of years ago, and you guys there at Coastal Carolina have had a lot of success since you've been there. Is there any different feeling with this year's team, though?
A little bit. I think we're more experienced this year. The success in the past has definitely helped us, and now we expect to be where we're at, and we're trying to make that jump to Omaha this year. So, I mean, like I said, the experience has helped a lot. We don't have that many young guys in the lineup, and it definitely helped us a lot, and we've been more productive this year and more poised.
Been a very successful season for you already with more than 50 wins and just 8 losses. Would the season have been a total disaster had you ended up getting that 9th loss, as successful as it was getting that 9th loss and not winning the regional?
I wouldn't say it would have been a total disaster, but it would definitely have been heartbreaking. It would have been a great year as well, still, but our goal was to, you know, make it all the way, and that's what we came out here and put in all this work, all fall, all spring to get to. And it would definitely have been heartbreaking, and I don't know how I would have been able to, you know, grasp that could have been my last college game.
Your team, Coastal Carolina, has a rare combination of speed and power, more than 100 home runs and stolen bases as well. How would you describe your offense specifically?
I really couldn't describe our offense in a specific way, besides the fact that we're one through nine, we're deep, and we do a lot of different things. I mean, there's nothing specific that we do just so much more better than the other aspects of the game. We're all around. We do a lot of things right, and we keep the errors to a minimal, and that helps us a lot.
How about this opportunity now? Going to the Super Regional, and you take on South Carolina. Obviously, that's a big name in that neck of the woods with the SEC and all that kind of stuff. You guys, though, are the national seed. Do you guys consider it a pretty exciting matchup here now this weekend?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, in-state kind of rival coming in here, and I mean it's gonna be a big weekend. A lot of people will be out there. Tickets are already sold out, and it's gonna be fun. But we're just gonna go out there and focus on doing what we've been doing all year long, playing our game and not focusing on who we're playing, and we'll be perfectly fine.
Rico, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
Winning games, definitely, and being in the position we are right now. Playing in the postseason and playing under the bright lights and having all the fans out there saying your name, I mean, that's just the best feeling that anybody could imagine.
What's the toughest thing?
Probably the school. Just not as in the school work, but just being so busy. I mean, uh, having to go to school early in the morning and getting up and then practicing all day and, you know, then having to go home and study, that's definitely pretty tough to balance all that. But, I mean, we're tough student-athletes, and that's why we're so successful.
Before we wrap up, I want to do some word association. I'm going to throw some different things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind. Let's start with your catcher, Jose Iglesias.
Oh, he's been amazing all year long. That guy's unbelievable. He's been our big Ribby man, and we count on him for a lot of things in our lineup.
Anthony Mayo.
Oh, he's been stellar as well. He's a younger guy, and he's had the lowest ERA on the team all year long. He's a competitor. He's a beast on the mound, and we love that about him.
Another pitcher, Cody Wheeler.
For 3 years, he's been great. I mean, he's been our Friday night guy. He comes out there and gives us a chance to win every single time he steps on that mound, and we have a lot of confidence in him.
Your head coach, Gary Gilmore.
Oh, Gary Gilmore. I love him. He's given me an opportunity and a lot of other guys that, you know, some of us came in here not highly recruited, and he gave us an opportunity to come in here and work hard and prove ourselves to the rest of the world. And we thank him for that. He developed a lot of us and helped us along the way, and he's an amazing coach, better than I've ever dreamed of having.
The College World Series.
Omaha is what we're striving for, and we can't wait to be there. It'll be exciting.
And the last one, Rico Noel.
I don't know. I let the fans describe me. I'm not much to talk about myself. I just like to play the game and win. So I'll probably just say I'm a winner.
Sounds good. Rico Noel in Coastal Carolina hosting South Carolina this weekend in Super Regional action. Of course, winner 2 out of 3 heading to the College World Series. Thanks a lot, Rico. Congratulations again on being drafted, and best of luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thank you.